VoiceAmerica.com.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned, because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. In the next hour, Dr. Pat showcases some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Get ready to live life full out. Here's your host, Dr. Pat Basile.
All right, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is talk radio to thrive by. We have got a powerful show for you today. But first off, let me start by thanking every single one of you out there that has supported this show. We want to thank you very much for your support over the years and for bringing us to the top of talk radio out of Seattle on KKNW 1150 AM and in bringing us to the top right here on Voice America. It is through your inspiration that I come to the table every week and do this show, and I am forever grateful for you, all the listeners, for supporting us along the way. And, you know, what we do on this show is we bring you the best in the field of human potential, because part of this is about looking at our lives, each and every one of us, from the day-to-day things we do, honoring the dignity of the human spirit, and giving us a bar to reach so that we can raise ourselves up to the potential that we were meant to be at and have. My guest today, Robert Allen, knows a ton about this. He has been working with people for years to help them see the magnificence they are and help them accomplish remarkable results. He's here with us today to talk about a number of different things, but first of all, we want to awaken your spirit, your secret. Millionaire, Awaken Your Secret is the topic for today. However, what I'm jazzed about is not only the work that he has done to really let each and every one of us know the truth of who we are, but more importantly, he is now giving women what I call a book that will help them understand that they can be empowered. So he, along with Karen Nelson Bell, have put out Nothing Down for Women. So today we're going to be talking about unleashing the power that each and every one of us have. Because if you have a dream, know that it is already done. Robert, thank you for joining the show today.
Oh, Dr. Pat, I'm so happy to be here with you today, and we are going to rock 'em.
We're going to rock 'em. You know, what I want to do is I want to come out of the gate, and I want to talk about the vibration that we create and how it either gets us to the buzzword today, the law of attraction. But the article that I'm writing is called The Law of Distraction, because each and every one of us gets to make a choice during the day, and you talk about this so well. We'll either go in the direction that we're meant to go and achieve our goals, or we won't. So I wanted to ask you, what is the most significant thing we can do so we stay on track?
You find out what you love to do and make sure you don't get distracted from it. And I love your title, The Law of Distraction. We are in the world of so many millions of distractions. There are so many books to read and so many things to do and so many interests to follow. And when it's all said and done, is does it get you what you were born to do, what you were destined to do? Are you going to end up with a lifetime of little things, or are you going to end up with the one key song that you were born to sing? What is your song? So sing it. Don't let anybody distract you from it.
Well, I love what you're saying about this. There's something that you said to me last time that you and I got on the air and were talking, and I really have never forgotten it. And I think it's one of your quotes, one of the things that people associate with you. And you said, fear melts when you take action towards a goal you really want. And I wanted to ask you about your life and how you've taken action, even in the face of probably some huge obstacles to overcome. What's your secret?
Well, everybody has obstacles. I think that's the purpose of life, is to pit yourself against I don't know what, but you pit yourself against the world, and and you make a decision to move towards what you were born to do. For me, I when I graduated from school, I was very excited about real estate, and I wanted to be financially free. I wanted to be, if I can use the word, rich. I wanted to be set financially. I was an entrepreneur. Are you an entrepreneur? Do you want to work for somebody else, or do you want to be the boss yourself? Do you want to direct your own life? And for me, I just wanted to be my own man, my own free person, to do what I wanted to do with my life. And real estate was very exciting to me at that time. I just couldn't get enough about it. Read and studied and learned, and just went out and started buying real estate at the right time, and became a multimillionaire doing it. And then I wrote my book, Nothing Down, How to Buy Real Estate with Little or No Money Down, because that's what I had done, is I didn't have much money to invest. So you use your creativity. And then I did this crazy challenge: send me to any city, take away my wallet, give me a $100 bill, and in 72 hours I'll buy an excellent piece of real estate using none of my own money. And the LA Times saw the ad that we read, that we had run for that, to market some seminars I was doing, and they called me on the phone. They said, you know, Mr. Allen, we don't think you can do that. We challenge you to do that. We're going to drop you in a city. We're going to put a reporter with you. We're going to take away your wallet. And if you haven't bought, you know, a property in 72 hours, we're going to destroy you, basically.
Wow.
And it was scary. So they flew me to San Francisco with a reporter by my side. Literally, true story. They took away my wallet, gave me five $20 bills, and said, "Okay, you got 72 hours. Make or break." And I bought the first property in 24 hours. And you try to do that one day without any credit or cash flow or anything. And then I bought six more properties in the next 24 hours. And I gave $20 in change back to the reporter, and they conceded. They lost that challenge. I had won. I bought seven properties in 57 hours and gave people a story of how you don't have to let your financial circumstances dictate your dream. It doesn't matter about your cash. It doesn't matter about your credit or your cash flow or your financial statement. The things the bank always looks for, the five C's, the credit, collateral, cash and cash flow. What you really want is the C's of character. You want to have character. You want to have creativity. You want to have curiosity. You want to have the internal parts, the inner wealth. And all outer wealth flows from inner wealth. And I wanted to demonstrate that. And unfortunately, a few years later, that experience happened to me where I literally lost all of my wealth. There was an avalanche that came down a mountainside in Utah, literally, true story, that destroyed a mountain home that we had there, 10,000 square foot mountain home. It was just gorgeous.
Mm.
And I had kind of leveraged my entire life to buy a piece of real estate that my intuition told me not to buy, and my greed and my ego just had to do it, and these confluence of bad experiences came together at one time, and literally the avalanche destroyed the home, which was a key piece of assets that were all linked up together, so that the bank now took everything I owned. The insurance wouldn't pay the insurance because it was an avalanche. And bottom line is that within 90 days, not only was I broke, I was $3 million in the hole. I was wiped out. The seminar business that I had operated that was kind of upside down because the market had changed. And literally, I moved to California with my tail between my legs and bringing my three little kids and my beautiful wife.
Mm.
And we had to start at the bottom of the bottom of the bottom, and then I had to kind of remember, let's see, didn't I go to San Francisco and they took away my wallet? can I make this back again? You know, because the first time was a dry run. It was like, you know, I was a multimillionaire, and so going to San Francisco and pretending like I could do this stuff without having any, you know, real financial crisis was easy. But what? How do you make it back again when you are completely wiped out?
Well, the real deal. I mean, exactly. How do you make it back? And I love the question that you asked yourself, Robert, because it's very telling. And, you know, it's kind of a reminder. You know, haven't I done this before?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But in those moments of despair, you've been there, I've been there, many of our listeners have been there. You know, we need to be reminded that we have unlimited potential to create, and that's what I know about you and what you do with the people that work with you. I mean, Karen Nelson Bell is an example, in my opinion, of someone that you've mentored, someone that has been part of your program and part of your story. But in that moment when you asked yourself that question, what was your answer?
Well, it was the answer when you've lost everything. And I know somebody who's listening right now who's facing some financial, you know, crises, some struggles, some challenges, debt, whatever. You have to go deeper than that. You literally make a decision at that point. You're either going to give up or you're going to put one foot in front of the other, regardless of what financial pressure you're under. And for me, I just can't give up. There's a part of me that just won't say no. And so I just literally kept just putting one foot in front of the other. It drove me to my knees, let's put it that way. I felt totally lost. I felt like the biggest fool on the face of the earth. And what I mean by drove to my knees, I just went into my closet, fell on my flat on my face. There was no getting on my knees. I was so low. And I just said, I need help, and I don't know what to do. I've lost it all. I was on the top. I was a king. I had everything, you know. And the money was flowing in faster than you could count it. And this peace came over me, this profound, deep, burning experience that's hard to describe. But I just knew that in the deepest part of that hole I was in, that I would figure out a way out. That it would be revealed to me that a good would happen from it.
Mm.
It was the most. I mean, that's why I don't believe in God anymore, because I know there's a God. I know He knows my name, and I know that there was good that come from that experience. Although it was horrible, terrible, rotten, I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy. But I wouldn't give up that experience for all the money in the world. You know, it transformed my life, and from that.
Well, we're going to talk with Robert Allen in a minute about this. And boy, Robert, thank you for sharing that heartfelt story, because truly for me, what I hear is how your spirit had been awakened, how the secret to the truth of who you are came to life, and here you are teaching millions of people. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Boy, we're kicking it up a notch today. Stay tuned, everyone.
The authority in Internet Talk Radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Do you know why there's so much publicity about stem cells? Well, they are the building blocks of our health, the foundation for your everyday healthy renewal. Would you like to harness the power of your own stem cells and increase their production by up to 70%? There is now available a revolutionary science to help your body's natural renewal system. The producers are so confident that you'll feel the difference for yourself, they're offering a week's supply for only $9.95. Just visit AdultStemCellNutrition.com. That's AdultStemCellNutrition.com.
Dr. Pat Basile.
Hey, Mary, it's been a while. What have you been up to?
Hey, Jim. Guess what I'm doing now? I'm helping people stop smoking for a living.
Really? Are you making a good living doing that?
Jim, I'm making $500 an hour.
No way. Only top doctors and lawyers make that much.
Yep, I love it. I'm saving lives, and you know what? Instead of studying for a 4-year college degree, I did a 4-day training.
Could I do this?
If I could do it, anyone can do it. Just give Smoke Free International a call at 1-800-305-9129. They'll send you an information pack.
It can't be that easy.
I've never done anything easier or more fun. Smoke Free International is a company that has helped thousands of people become non-smokers all over the world. Their success rate is about 95%. You can call them at 1-800-305-9129. 305-9129.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Just give them a call at 1-800-305-9129 and get started on a whole new life and career.
Would you like one of the most rewarding sales jobs of your life? The Dr. Pat Show has rapidly grown into the number one radio show to live by. The Dr. Pat Show is hailed for its remarkable guests, sponsors with integrity, and amazing listeners. Dr. Pat is in search of a creative, self-starting, energetic person to join the marketing team. If you're interested in helping promote and sustain the Dr. Pat Show, please submit your resume to pat at the drpatshow.com. Again, that's pat at the drpatshow.com. This is your opportunity to make a difference in your community and the world.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
All right, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. If you want to find out more about us, and boy, we're doing a bunch of things this year. New websites up, thedrpatshow.com. Check it out. We've got hundreds of shows up there. Be patient if you don't mind. We're putting up more shows every day. And so we're, believe me, I know some of you have said you've already downloaded all the iTunes and you want more. And boy, we're working as fast as we can to get it to you. My guest today knows a lot about that. He pretty much has written the book on perseverance and comes to us today to talk about awakening our spirit, to talk about what each and every one of us can do. And what I want to say about Robert G. Allen, beyond him being a best-selling author, beyond him being a popular guest on radio and television, you know, he is someone that has taken his tools and has shared them with other people. And so today we come to talk about not only how you can awaken your spirit, but how the people that have worked with him, people like Karen Nelson Bell, have done the same. And Robert, thank you so much for that heartfelt segment. I mean, truly, this is what I have found inspires people to get off their couch, to get out of bed, or even to take their life in the direction they want to go. Thank you for joining us today.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Pat. When most people, when we get on a show like this and we're talking about our expertise and we're talking about the success we've enjoyed, and sometimes a person who is in a less of a successful place in their life assumes that the person who is talking, yourself, myself, whomever your guest is, hasn't experienced some of the challenges that the listeners experience. So it's one of the reasons that I felt to share that story with at the very beginning was that both you and I know what it's like to dig ourselves out of the bottom and to come to the top, and it's about discovering what your purpose in life is and to go for that. And my purpose in life is to teach people how to become financially stable and successful. And I've been teaching this for the last 25 years through periods of, you know, ups and downs in my own life. And one of the women that came to one of my events in 2000 was a Karen Nelson Bell and her husband Duncan, and they came to an event. We held it in Chicago, and I met her and said hi, and basically went on my way, and she went on her way, and then she got fired. A few months, I think it was 2 months later, she got fired from her career. She was in the entertainment business. And her and her husband worked at the same company, and both of them got pink slips on the same day, January 1st, I think it was 2001. And what are we going to do for the rest of our lives? Should we go back into entertainment? Should we go back and get some more security?
Well, I know that question,
yeah.
Robert.
Yeah, that's right. You were telling me about you being let go from a career of yours. And so hers was, what do I do? Now, here's what you do. You listen to your heart. You listen to that whisper that gives you little hints. And I remember I saw Oprah once speak. I was on the same stage with her. Well, actually, she was on the stage, and I was in a little room way down the hallway from on the same program as was a women's program in L.A. Anyway, she said, you got to get it in the whisper, because if you don't get it in the whisper, you get it when the brick falls on your head.
Right.
If you don't get it when the brick falls on your head, you'll get it when the wall of bricks falls on you.
Mm.
If you won't get it when the wall of bricks falls on you, You get it when the whole house collapses around you. But one of these days you're going to get it. It's just cheaper and easier to get it in the whisper. And when I heard her say that, it's just like, whoa, I've had the whole house collapse around me. Because I just wouldn't get it in the whisper. Now, I get it now. When that whisper comes to me, man, I immediately follow it. Because it's cost me so much to have the house collapse around me. And for Karen, she got it in the whisper. She lost her job, and then she decided, I'm going to do this real estate thing. I'm going to be my own boss. I'm never going to let anybody give me a pink slip again. Never, ever. So her and her husband, both of them pink slips, they had a little bit of money put aside just for a rainy day, and they decided to go for it. And for 90 days, they just went nuts. They lived in Las Vegas, and they bought 10 properties in 90 days. They made a mistake or two. You're always going to make a mistake or two. And literally earned a net $1 million in 4 months and 9 days.
The key to that sentence is net, by the way.
Net means
net. Yeah, because let's tell everyone what that means in case folks don't understand this. Because we throw a lot of language around here around money, and you and I know that there are a lot of people out there that talk about millionaire. But what you're talking about is key in that word net.
Yeah. Well, you can buy a house for $1 million, and you have $1 million worth of debt, and you're certainly not a millionaire.
Net zero.
Yeah. Net zero.
Net zero.
For her, they could sell all those 10 properties, take 6 months to sell them, however long it takes, and when it's all said and done, commissions are finished, she walks away with a $1 million check.
Right.
And that's net, net, net millionaire. And so she says, I want to be the poster gal for someone who really does this. And her husband just went nuts and literally earned several $1 million over the next 3 or 4 years. And then we're the first on our stages to be literally to not only start from scratch, but to give away $1 million. Within 5 years, they'd given away $1 million to their favorite charity. And then tragedy happens, as it does. Her and her husband are climbing Mount Whitney with me, and we're getting ready to climb Kilimanjaro last year. And so the year before that, we're climbing Whitney together, and he has some pain in his back and is not doing well, climbs only halfway. I made it to the top the next day, but he came back down, felt sick, and literally within 30 days, he was dead.
Oh, geez.
He had some very serious, rare form of cancer. There was nothing he could do. He was 52, vibrant, tall, happy, incredible man. And here, Karen, he and she have made this fortune together, and within 30 days, it's done, it's over. And she now is a woman without this support that she was wanting to have, and all women. And in fact, this happens a lot. It's either a divorce or a death, and something tragic happens, and you're left to wonder, you know? And so at this point, she comes to me, and of course we're friends at this point. She's a peer now. When you make $7-8 million in a very short period of time, you become a very, very close friend.
Yes.
You know, she's not just a student, she's a peer. And she says, let's write a book. Let's write a book for women. Let's call it Nothing Down for Women. Nothing Down meaning when you got nothing left.
Mm-hmm.
How do you pull yourself out? Now, she's brilliant. She's amazing. And she has taken my concept of Nothing Down, which is the first book that I wrote 25 years ago, and she has made this so amazingly easy and simple to comprehend. She broke it into 5-minute lessons that it's a stunningly good book. And, of course, she did most of the writing on it. I edited it, but I took my breath away at what she did to make this the concept so simple. And it all boils down to just a few steps you need to take every single day. And most people get overwhelmed with the details. All you need to do is just take one step a day, one little step.
Well, what I love about what you're saying, Robert, and thank you so much for sharing, sharing Karen's story, sharing, you know, the story that we started out talking about. And when we titled this show today, you know, we titled this show Millionaire, Awaken Your Secret. And for me, what you're talking about is the secret that we don't share openly. And what you're sharing is that getting the information is one part of it. But having the information and learning all we can learn and then implementing it, especially in the face of some of life's greatest challenges, is really the magic, isn't it?
It's not only the magic, it's the essence, you know. When you watch television and there's so much tragedy going on, I almost have a hard time watching the news these days. You got a war going on, and then the news media is so gleefully sharing every tragedy that's from here to Afghanistan. A person who wants to make a difference in the world, you have to realize that regardless of what's going on in the world, throughout the Depression of the 30s, throughout the Second World War, throughout the Vietnam War, throughout every conflict we've had in your lifetime in the last century, people are either going to get distracted by the bad news or they're just going to do what they were born to do. That's make the world a better place regardless of what's going on. You can't let this discouragement and this disaster that we see on the television stop you or hold you back. It has to empower you. You have to say, because the world is a place of catastrophe, I must make my difference. First, I have to change my world. And then I changed the world. You take your experience to make your world a better place, and then you earn the right to have made your world a better place, to find somebody else whose world is in chaos, and help that person bring order to their world, and bring transition to their world, and bring transformation to their world. And then you find another person, and another, till eventually, don't know how wide your audience will be, but you start with yourself, fix yourself, and then go make the world a better place.
Well, we're here with Robert G. Allen today, and boy, we've got a show for you. This is a way for each and every one of us to tap into the secret inside of ourselves, the one that is calling to be released, calling to be known. When we come back from this break, we'll be talking to Robert about a millionaire mindset, about what it means, and about what every single one of us can do to step in to the wealth of our own being. I'm Dr. Pat Basile. We'll be right back after this break.
The powerhouse of Internet Talk Radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Are you ready to kick your life up a notch? Tired of just surviving? The award-winning Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By, is your way to living the life you want without regrets, without limitations. This empowering, inspirational show with dynamic host Dr. Pat Basile will leave you shouting, "Yes, I can." Dr. Pat is a master career and belief coach, dynamic seminar leader, and creator of Crust Busting. Listen to the Dr. Pat Show on AM 1150 KKNW, Monday through Friday, 11 to noon, and worldwide on www.thedrpatshow.com.
Releasing the past and stepping fully into the present is now easier than imagined. Hi, I'm Sue Neufeld Ellis of QuantumHealing.us. Dr. Pat and I will be teaming up to give you many powerful ways to open the door to an extraordinary life. Tune in and discover how, starting February 15th. For more information and to receive 25 tips to reduce your stress, visit quantumhealing.us.
What would your life be like if you were outrageously joyful? If you have never even considered outrageous joy, then don't miss the Dr. Pat Show with Life Empowerment Coach Tara Crete, author of the ebook Living a Life with Zero Regrets, 5 Radical Ways to Be Outrageously Joyful. Tara will show you how to change your life in her dynamic 4-week teleclass series starting in March. Log on to innergood.com. That's innergood.com for your outrageous joy.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, Call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back here. My guest today, an individual that knows a lot about what it's like to pick oneself up and take your dream out into the world. Robert Allen, as I said before, is a best-selling author. He's been on television, radio, and he is now a co-author of a book that is for women, Nothing Down for Women. But also, Robert has been involved in what we're knowing as the Millionaire Awaken Your Secret. And so all of this is bringing a new level of inspiration for people. You know, Robert, let me ask you, and again, thank you for joining the show. Let's give our listeners a website that they can go to find out more about you, more about Karen, whatever will work for them.
The website for the Nothing Down for Women is ND4W, ND, the number 4, and W, that stands for Nothing Down for Women, ND4W.com. And if you ever have any doubt about whether some of the things we talk about here are actually real, go to MillionaireHallOfFame.com. And when you go there, you click on the little buttons, and it'll take you to various different stories, over 7,000 stories of people just like you who started with little and made a lot. We've got stories of several hundred millionaires that are on the website. These are stories that they put in themselves. This is not us doing this. This is our students who are there talking about what they did. So check around that. What I'm more proud about is the $30 million that they've donated from the money that they've earned. And they log on and talk about the monies they've given away. I like to be an enlightened millionaire. An enlightened entrepreneur is a person who makes a decision to make the money to give it away. Now, you don't have to give it all away. Bill Gates has and Warren Buffett has, but every one of us will eventually give it all away, eventually. So why don't you start right now and give away the first 10% of whatever profit you earn, whatever salary you create. Give the first 10% away. Find someone who's less fortunate. And in my opinion, any business I do does this, by the way. It enlightens the money. It makes you feel like, wow, I'm not greedy-oriented. I'm literally a person who wants to find and make the world a better place, and spend the other 90% on yourself if you want to. But it's the fact that you've given the first 10% away. It just spreads this aura of goodness about all the things that you do with your business. It forces you to do it right, and that's the first concept of having a millionaire mindset. Is to be an enlightened millionaire. You don't have to want to be, quote-unquote, the millionaire. But you do want to be financially free, don't you? Well, if you do, make that first decision that you'll give away the first 10%. Then the second attitude that you need to have is what is it I was born to do? What do I love to do? And the concept of purpose is four concepts. It's four questions you need to ask yourself. What do I love to do? That's what am I passionate about? What am I good at? What are my talents, basically? What's important to me? I mean, what are your values? And then what is my destiny? What was I born to do? The purpose of those four words is passion, talent, values, and destiny. You mix them together. When you ponder and think about them, you come up with. Sometimes it takes you years. It took me years to kind of figure it out. Eventually you come up with this, this is what I do. Whenever you hear somebody talk about, on a talk show, about what they do, I mean, whether it's talking to yourself, Dr. Pat, or they're talking to Larry King, you know, you'll hear these words from time to time, this is what I do. You kind of finally determine, that's what I do. This is, you know, Beethoven plays the piano, he writes music, that's just what he does. And this purpose concept is what you do. Now, Karen Nelson Bell, she was in the entertainment industry and as the co-author of this book, Nothing Down for Women. That's what she did. And then she got thrown out. Now she doesn't have any money, you know, to pursue that career of hers. And so she listens to her heart that says, we also want you to be entertaining in a different way. We want you to be teaching how women can start from nothing and make it happen. So she did it for herself first, and now she's entertaining women in a totally different way. She's reaching women's hearts through this crazy, amazing book called Nothing Down for Women. What is it that you do? Do you entertain? Are you organized? Do you love to do you have a little business like the woman who created a Whiteout in 30, 40 years ago? She's a secretary in an office and is typing with a regular IBM Selectric and is making all kinds of mistakes. And she was an artist. She went home to her home one night. She said, I got to figure out this problem. I mean, I'm making all these typing mistakes. Is there a way to solve that? She goes in the garage. She finds some paint. She mixes it into an empty nail polish bottle. And she comes back to work the next day and starts to paint out her mistakes. And some other secretaries in the office saw her doing that. They thought, what a great idea. Can we buy some of that? She goes back and she starts making this little whiteout and from her own garage until she starts selling bottles to the secretaries in her office until her boss finds out and fires her. And just like for you, Dr. Pat, you were telling me at the break that it was one of the being fired was one of the best things that ever happened to you. For her, Betty Nesbitt, it was the best thing that ever happened to her. She now went home and she says, "Well, I'm gonna make a product out of this little nail polish, product of mine," and starts to market it little by little until eventually she sells it to Gillette for $49 million. Now, there is an idea in you. What is your idea that fits who your circumstances are, what your circumstances are? And you take that idea and you add to it. You manifest it is what you do. Manifesting is when you take your hand. Manifest is the word hand. Mani is a hand. That comes from Latin, the hand. And fest is to bring into reality. You grab your vision, your idea, your thought by your hand, and you pull it into reality. You bring it into physical form. And what Karen did with the book Nothing Down for Women is she came to me with an idea. She said, "Bob, your book Nothing Down is the all-time best-selling classic, a real estate investing classic, and for the last 25 years, I want to bring this into form for women. Because women think differently than men do. Women have different strengths. They have different purposes than men do. And I need to speak to those women. And I need to reach in and grab them by the heart and have them pull out of their life to manifest into their life, into their world, physical and financial success." And boy, has she done it. I've had so many amazing success stories that happened just from that one book. They read it, they get it, because it's done in a woman's language. And it teaches women how to pull out of nothing this idea of financial freedom. And every woman who's listening to this program right now, you can be in charge of your finances. It's not just a left-brain thing. It can be done in a right-brain way. It can be done with a heart that women bring to the world of business that needs to enlighten the world of business. In the last 25 years, my seminars used to be, 95% men, and the women would come to kind of support the man. But now we're about 55% of the women who sit in my audiences are women.
Yes, yes.
Women are coming out of the woodwork.
Yes.
They are literally taking control of where they should have been all along. The women bring heart to the world of business, and they enlighten it. And I'm telling you, capitalism is about ready to be transcended by enlightened capitalism, which is a female concept. It really is. And I'm seeing it happen everywhere. It's just women are just, like yourself, Doc, you are just, speaking to your audiences and capturing them.
Well, Robert, thank you for sharing this because, what I want to say is, and I want to say this to my listeners, I've got Karen's book, and you are absolutely right. I mean, the book is written First off, let me just say this about the book. Whether or not you're interested in real estate, one thing that I know, you're interested in a better life. You're interested in taking your dream out into the world. This book is full of nuggets. As a matter of fact, Robert, one of the pages that I stopped, and for me, I highlight my pages. I was reminded by, I'm like, you know, old school, before the rules, where you're not supposed to fold the edges, all of that junk.
Me too.
I take what I need and I use it. And I got to page 61. I'm telling everyone, because if you get to this book, go to page 61. And what I found here was something that I've heard you talk about and now Karen coming out of the gate. And this is the motto for the day. Rule out the phrase, I don't have enough money. Strike it from your vocabulary. And the reason that this is so important is, once you replace it with what you all say to replace it with, your world opens up. And the replacement phrase is, where can I get it? What a beautiful switch. You know how many people walk around saying, I don't have enough money, or I can't afford it?
Right.
It's a showstopper.
It just turns, it's like unplugging your brain. So since you don't have enough money, I guess you can't buy property or you can't do anything. You can't launch your own business. Therefore, what are you going to do? Go get a job? What it means is when you replace that thought with where can I get it, because there's so much money around you. There's so many wealthy people, people who have their money earning at 3 and 4 and 5% in a bank somewhere. And what if you came to them with an idea that you could that they could use their money to buy a piece of real estate that you found? You use their money, your time, and you split profits 50-50. Yeah. You really do two things when you're doing real estate investing or any kind of business. You find the money to do it, and then you find the deal. And most people do things backwards. There's three steps to it: finding, funding, and farming. You find a good deal, you fund that good deal, and then you farm it, meaning you flip it or you make some money from it somehow. But most people do it backwards. They fund the deal first, and then they go find it, and then they go farm it. Meaning, they say to themselves, can I afford this? Therefore, I'm going to go save the money to be able to afford it. Or I'll get the job to be able to get my credit up and to be able to get my... No, that's the wrong approach. Don't do that. First, go find the deal. Go find a deal that's so good that, oh, don't you wish you could afford it? I mean, it's 20% below the market, and if there's a little paint on it, would increase its value another 10% on top of that. So you got 30% in profit sitting there. And then go find somebody who will fund it and say to them, I found the deal. I want a part of it.
Well, that's the way we're doing it right here on the Dr. Pat Show. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, Robert Allen is in the house. We are looking at really opening up and unleashing the magnificence that truly you are and living your life full out. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. Stay tuned.
Listen wherever, whenever, voiceamerica.com.
Hello, this is James Arthur Ray. I just finished the Dr. Pat Show. She has got one of the leading edge shows for thought leaders, forward-thinking people like you on the planet. Make sure you stay plugged in. I certainly do, and I'm really, really excited about the opportunity to share information with you. And I'm doing a program called The Secret of Attracting True Wealth all around the country. Go to harmonicwealth.com and find out when I'm going to be in your area, and I'll look forward to meeting you face-to-face. Have a phenomenal day and live an inspired life.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I'm excited about a breakthrough technique that will help you shed years of stuck energy. Energy that is stuck creates three basic corresponding feelings or emotions: bad, sad, or mad. The Simone Zone is like a water purification unit for our polluted energy. And once that energy is reclaimed, we are able to reframe it and use it to achieve our goals and desires more quickly and easily than ever before. Visit thesimonezone.com and try this free technique for yourself.
NLP provides a system of knowledge and values along with procedures and tools for the purpose of empowering your life and the life of others. When you learn how to practice NLP, you become capable of achieving anything you set your mind to. Anything. Join the Empowerment Partnership as they present the Accelerated NLP Practitioner Training in Seattle, Washington, October 7th through the 13th. Call 800-800-MIND or go to NLP.com. Mention the Dr. Pat Show when you call. The Empowerment Partnership. Whatever you think you are, you're more than that.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive by Robert Allen in the house. And again, let me give out that website. If you're wanting to know more about the book, Nothing Down for Women, go to nd4w.com, nd4w.com, and check it out. You know, Robert, in all of this, the magic of what you've talked about today, it truly is a blueprint for people to take some sort of action. I mean, it's one thing to have a great idea. It's another thing to know that there's something for us to do. And a lot of people have said that the movie The Secret doesn't really address that. And, you know, what I say is the movie The Secret is for people to understand that there is a law. But there are other steps that we have to take. What would you suggest to people that are listening right now that have that next idea, that are not sure what to do, and need a little inspiration?
Well, they've got the inspiration. They want, that what they need is the step-by-step, what do I do first, what do I
okay.
do next? What do I do? It's a combination of left brain and right brain.
Mm.
It's the left brain is the organizing. How do I take the step that needs to take me to my next step, that needs to take me to the next step? So when I wrote the book, The 1 Minute Millionaire, I don't know if you have a copy of that one, but what we did with The 1 Minute Millionaire is we put two books in one. On the right hand side is the story of a woman, and this was before Karen had lost her husband, and it was patterned after Karen's life. Her and her husband did make $1 million in 4 months and 9 days. So we patterned it as if this woman in the book, The 1 Minute Millionaire, her name is Michelle, and Michelle loses her husband in a car accident and has two children. And the children are kind of stolen by the grandparents, who are fairly wealthy but never did like Michelle. So Michelle's out, lost her husband, she's lost her kids, and now what's she going to do? And through a series of experiences, she comes in front of her father-in-law and says, I want my kids back. And he says, you can't get them back. And she says, I'll become a millionaire. And if I'm a millionaire, you let me have my kids back? And he says, you'll never be a millionaire in your entire life. There's no way in the world. She says, I can do it in a year. And he says, if you can do it in 90 days, you can have your kids back. And so this is fictional, obviously, but she says, done. And now she talks to her mentor, Sam, is an African-American mentor who is a multimillionaire, and so they figure out a way in 90 days to get those kids back. How would you make a million in 90 days if you had to? Well, you start with your dream. You have a reason to do it, something that's so important to you that you will do whatever it takes. And that's why we put that as the children being at ransom, in a sense, because Michelle will do whatever it takes. Most people are afraid, so afraid of looking like a fool or making a mistake, that fear stops them from taking action. So the reason it stops them because they don't have something that's so important that they're willing to go through the fear to get it. So once you've had that as a foundation, then you have steps. On the left-hand side, on the 1 Minute Millionaire book, is the steps of how you think like a millionaire and then how you take certain steps on the projects you do. If real estate is the goal, then you have, you know, finding, and farming, meaning how do I find real estate deals? And there you find the steps. There are 50 ways, the 9 ways of finding highly motivated sellers. You're looking for people who don't want their real estate. And boy, is that happening today.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of people are afraid now. I don't want to buy real estate because, the market's changed. This is the time you do buy. You look for highly motivated sellers who are selling at substantially discounted prices. You buy them. You rent them out. You hang on to them. You turn around and flip them. And so you literally take the step-by-steps of finding the deals. Now, what are 9 ways? Well, put an ad in the paper and have people call you. Literally, go to a realtor and tell the realtor you're looking for deals. You go to banks that are literally foreclosing on these properties and say to them, I want one of them, you know. There are 9 specific steps you take to bring these deals into your life. And then there are ways to find the money. People who have the money that you don't have, you don't have the credit, you don't have the cash, and you put yourself together with the person with the money and the deal that you find. Funding it, there are 50 ways of funding a piece of real estate, from just having somebody put the cash down to using, you know, your experience and trading your time for money, to trading a piece of real estate that somebody else has for a piece of down payment on a piece of real estate. I've had people buy a piece of real estate with a motorcycle down. I mean, if a person is desperate to get rid of it, you just use one of the 50 nothing down techniques, and one of those techniques is going to fit, or a combination of them. And then how do you make money from it? Well, back to the left brain side, I'm either going to rent it out and rent it to someone else. You can even be renting an apartment yourself and own a piece of real estate you rent out to somebody else. You don't have to live in it. What you want to do is to rent it to someone who needs it, so you end up with a cash flow, a positive cash flow. That's hard to do unless the deal is right. Or you flip it. You immediately do some work on it to fix it up, put $3,000 or $4,000 to fix it up, and then put it back on the market and flip it. Now, this is where your partner comes in. They put up the money to do the work. You do the work, but they put up the money. And then when you flip it, you can sell it to someone else who wants it. And if the market is soft, slow, it's not moving very, very quickly, then the secret to that is you sell it for nothing down. In other words, you buy it for, let's say, $200 and it's worth $250. You put some money in to fix it up and you make it worth $250. It looks great. You got $50,000 in profit there. You put an ad in the paper to sell it. I'll sell it for $250,000 with nothing down. Your phone is going to ring off the hook, even in a soft market. Because people want to buy no matter what. Owning a home is Americans' dream. So when you put an ad that says nothing down, your phone rings, you sell it to someone who can qualify to assume the underlying loan, and then they pay you monthly payments on the $50,000 that you carry in the form of a second payment, second mortgage. And so now you're making another maybe $500 a month from this note that you created, and you created it in a matter of a couple of months. And now you've got money flowing into your life for the next 15 or 20 years. And so whether you buy it and flip it or you buy it and keep it, there's left brain ideas and techniques, strategies that you follow. But it all starts with the inner wealth, having the courage to do some of this stuff, and the fear that stops most people. Literally robs their future.
Well, you know, we all, Robert, get faced with fear, and one of the things that I love to talk about on this show, and really, it comes from, you know, my own origins. You and I were talking during the break. It's not that there isn't fear. It's when fear really runs our lives that we really get in trouble. We don't really take our dream out. It's hard to even figure out what we love to do. And sometimes, you know, we need the help of people like yourself, people like Karen, to hear their stories so that we can touch a place deep inside of ourselves, which let us know, yeah, I can do this too.
If you want to know the secret, I mean, if we could take the secret a little further than the book itself, this is the secret. In my experience, you have to make your dreams more real than your fears. Your dreams... The secret talks about what you attract into your life are usually blunted or destroyed by that fear. And here's why you make your dreams more real. You go out 5 years from today. You imagine the life you want to live. But you don't just think about it. You have to literally experience it, immerse yourself in it in all 5 senses. You have to taste your dream. You have to touch it. You have to feel it. You have to smell it. You have to experience it in all 5 senses. Walk into your dream home. Walk down the hallways of it. See the paintings that are on the wall. Taste the food that's cooking in the kitchen. Hear the fireplace crackling. hear the sound in that home. Notice what you're saying to yourself. And you do this before you go to sleep, just before you go to bed at night. And even though you might be in the midst of total chaos in your life, it's still a struggle to get up the next day to go to work if you have a job. You need to make your dream as real as you possibly can in all five senses. What's going to happen if you do that consistently? You're going to find yourself becoming more courageous because you'll realize you've already done it. You already did it in your mind. And you will start attracting to you the secrets to help you, the left brain things that will help you pull that reality out of your dream.
Robert Allen, as we say on this show, you rock. Thank you so much for joining us today and sharing heartfelt stories, practical tips, and secrets for us to live the lives that we want. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dr. Pat, and bless all your listeners. May they have a wonderful life. Make it happen.
Make it happen, everyone. We'll see you right back here next week. Don't forget, Olivia Newton-John, the interview that I did with her. We'll talk to you next week on a fabulous, inspirational conversation with singer-songwriter Olivia Newton-John. Until then, remember what Robert said. You can have it all. You can do and be what you desire in this life. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to The Dr. Pat Show, radio to thrive by. To contact Dr. Pat, visit thedrpatshow.com. Tune in next Tuesday for another dynamic hour of The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile.